Good afternoon. You're listening to Rumour Jordan on I Heard a Rumour. And it's 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock is special guest time. And today I am really happy to welcome my guest, Jill Hannay. It is Hannay, isn't
Hannay.
It? Hannay. Who has spent maybe the last 20 years being interested and reading the tarot. So welcome to the show, Jill.
Thank you very much. Pleased to be here.
Right, let's start, because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who maybe are not aware of the tarot or might have heard the term tarot being bandied around, but not really know much about it. So can you give us a little bit of background on the tarot cards and what it meant and how people use them?
Well, basically, it sort of started in the 15th century in Europe, mostly in Italy, and it was like a game, playing cards. Mm-hmm. So early decks weren't used for divination. But as the years went by, people started seeing patterns and images, and that's when sort of early divination began. So by 18th century, occultists in France, I won't say his name because I'm not very good at speaking French words that I'm not used to.
Antoine Court de Rebellin.
That sounds about right, yeah.
So
he started associating tarot with mysticism and esoteric traditions. So the early known tarot, there were cards that were created in Italy and they were used as a game called Tarocchi or Tarocchi. And it was similar to bridge. So these tarot decks, such as the Visconti Svara deck, were hand-painted and commissioned by wealthy families, and they were used as a status symbol. But then tarot evolved into a tool for divination and spirituality. And the symbolic decks, like the Rider-Waite-Smith. So Rider was the son of the publisher. Uh-huh. Arthur Edward Waite was the occultist who basically created them, and then Coleman Smith, she did the artistry.
Okay.
And that became in 1909. That's basically it, really, and that's how it started. So it's used as personal reflection, guidance, to say fortune telling, but it actually don't tell you fortunes. It basically sorts out today's things, what's going off in your life.
So it sort of evolved from being like a playing card to being able to use for like mysticism for the occult.
Yes.
I wonder that, like, do you actually know how or why they suddenly thought these could be used?
There was a group, I can't remember the name of them, but they did start to see the symbolism and liken it to things that were happening in the life at the time.
Ah, okay.
And then it sort of evolved from then, and it got very popular.
Did it also, because anything sort of mystical, spiritual, has a degree of people being very sceptical or people sort of looking at it as though it's witchcraft or something evil. So do you think that went on then as well?
I definitely do, yeah, because it's always been associated with, like, the occult. It's only in recent years, I think, that people do it on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Not everybody, obviously, but
the people that
people
do
are, more and more now, people are using tarot as a way to, you know, go about their daily lives, navigate the system, basically.
Yeah.
So it is a bit witchy woo-woo, but, you know, it's like anything that you can't be explained is,
absolutely,
you know, people are scared of. People, like you said, people are sceptical, people hate it, people are scared of it.
Mm.
It's a real mishmash, and then there's people like me that love it.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, as soon as, in a lot of people's minds, as soon as you say the word occult, then they start to think that this is sort of delving into something bad and dark and evil. But it isn't, is it?
No, it's not. It's definitely not evil. In fact, I'd say it was the opposite, because it helps people.
Mm.
People come to me for readings, you know, and they don't tell me what they've come for, but, you know, we sort it out. And, Yeah, it's
because
God.
A cult actually means spiritual, doesn't it? Or it comes from the spiritual. I think that's what I remember ages ago reading, that it comes from a spiritual background or something.
I would think so, yeah.
So that, I mean, that just says to me, okay, it's something different, because obviously people, you know, people could look at the Bible and say, look at the stories in there. They couldn't possibly be true. But at the end of the day, it's someone's faith and belief that carries them through.
It's the belief, yeah.
And it's the belief.
And it's the intentions.
So, yeah, so again, it's like something like the tarot cards is someone's belief, someone's readiness to accept.
Yeah.
To accept them.
There's it's with spirituality and tarot, it's all blended. As opposed to religion, there are, you know, people that believe in spirituality come from every corner of the earth, you know. But the in religion, it's people have their own personal preferences, you know, different religions, Catholicism, Christianity, Islam, everything. Everybody's got a different Hinduism, everything. Yeah. Everybody's got a different religion, but spiritual people believe in, like, the universe, source. Some people call it God. You know, and
it's almost like there's no barrier or boundaries.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, so tell us about you and your interests, how that all came about.
Well, I've always been interested in anything odd, shall we say. You know, when your mother buys you a Ouija board for your 12th Christmas, then, you know, you. There's bound to be some repercussions from that, isn't there?
Your mum bought you a Ouija board.
I had a Ouija board for Christmas, yeah. So we were brought up in an open household. You know, we had our own beliefs.
So did you use the Ouija board?
Yeah, yeah. We had some,
weird
times, yeah, me and my friends and my sister. Yeah, so it were great, but then I got scared of it and I used to hide it back at all my toys, you know, because things started happening. So, you know, we put it to one side.
That's incredible. Yeah. So, 12 years old, the Ouija board. And then did you sort of have a break or did you go straight into tarot?
No, I'd never even heard of tarot at that point. Like I said, it was open. We did talk about everything in our family. So spiritualism, you know, mediumship, that we talked about that kind of thing. And then as I got older, I did learn about tarot cards and what it relates to. So I were really interested. And then as I got older and I got my kids, my youngest daughter bought me a beginner's deck and we just read from book. You couldn't even begin to read that because there's actually no pictures on it as such. So you couldn't even read them today. But that sort of set me off, and I bought loads of books and things. And then it were when we went into COVID and I started going to meditation classes, and Julie used to run meditation classes. She's a medium and things, and she brought cards back into it. And I thought, oh God, yeah, I remember loving this.
Yeah.
And then just picked up on it from there and just read as much as I could. I bought absolutely loads of tarot decks, oracle decks, angel cards, you name it, with dowsing rods, a crystal ball.
Really? And so did you almost teach yourself?
Yeah.
So did you read books? How did you go about teaching yourself? Because I'm sure that each card that you turn over has got symbolism, but it must mean different things for different people.
Each time you read, the cards have got symbolism. The colours, the numbers, the shapes, the figures, the castles, the kings, they're all symbolic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about the fool's journey throughout the deck. It's like there's 21 major arcana cards and that's the journey of the fool. The four suits are different, daily things that happen in tarot deck. But I forgot what I was going to say then.
Just talking about how you learnt to
tarot. Yes. Oh dear. So I've got loads of decks.
Do you ask yourself questions? Is that
Sometimes I ask myself a question. I'll say, what am I going to focus on today? I got a good reading this morning and a nice... So,
it says you're going to have a great time on Rumour's show.
Rumour's lovely. She's going to make you feel really comfortable and you're not going to stutter.
And you're doing great, yeah.
And I watch loads of YouTube videos. So I tended to watch my sign, which is Virgo, and so that I can relate to it and know what things meant. There's loads of information on YouTube. People are doing free lessons.
Yeah.
Now on TikTok... Not all TikTok. There's one or two good readers on TikTok. A lot of them are just by the by.
So what's the difference between a good reader? Because this is another thing. People will may say that, oh, well, anyone can just pick up a card and become a tarot reader. So what's the difference between a good tarot reader and a bad tarot?
I think a bad tarot reader is one that just turns it off. They don't even think about it. They don't know. They haven't read it. They don't know it. You have to absorb it completely. And I think somebody that's not ethical, there are tarot readers out there that will say, you know, you've got a three of swords, somebody's going to die. And it's not like that at all. And each card and each reading is different for each person. So I could have, like, say, one card and I'd do three readings that day, that same card would come out, but it would mean different thing to each person.
Is this something that you would say that you intuit, so that you have an intuition to be able to read the cards properly? You have to have an intuition with reading them, not just straight off, oh look, I've got this card and it means this.
I think it's a mixture, because some people are not very intuitive. But it does help if you are intuitive and you've got a good imagination to be able to piece together the symbolism and to basically you're making a story up.
Yes.
Because you don't know why that person's come. So, you know, you're making the story up and then at the end they'll say, well, this, well, this. And I'm like, oh, my God, yeah. But I think just to be truthful.
Yeah.
I don't believe that anything dark comes from it, but it does unearth things that have gone in your past and things, you know, in a deep reading.
That's what I was going to ask you. So when you're looking at the cards, you can see that from somebody's energy, maybe their past, what's happening now, and potentially what could be going on in their future.
Yeah. The past, people think it's like years ago. It could be 2 seconds before you stepped into my door.
Wow.
So, and then there's your current energy, and then there's a potential outcome, because the future's not set in stone.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like you plan to leave here after your reading and, right, I'm going to go to the supermarket. But then you change your mind and you go to the garage instead, for example. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that is, you've potentially changed your future because you've gone against your original plan.
Yeah, it's like kind of parallel. It's like that
sliding doors,
And it's your parallel path.
Yeah.
You know, you go one path, but what would happen if you'd taken that path?
Yeah, exactly that, yeah.
Yeah.
So it sort of shows you what a potential outcome could be, and then I think it arms you so that if you do come across X, Y, X, then you can either go with it or go against it, depending on what it is. Do you know what I mean? It's like to be forewarned, it's to be forearmed.
So how long have you actually been reading the tarots for people?
For people, for about 5 years.
Right, And tell us, give us some examples of where you feel that you've had successful readings.
Well, to be honest, most readings have been successful to a greater degree than what I ever thought. Because I don't know when people come in what they're actually coming to see me for. So what we try to do is like untangle the daily life.
Yeah.
For example, I had someone come to me and then I used a different deck. I used the Lightseer's deck and I said, this is strange. I said, it looks like somebody's sneaking around. And she said, yeah, it's me. Me, mum and dad, they're buying me a house because I'm leaving my husband. And I'm like, oh my God.
And you picked up on that energy.
It's very strange.
Something.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
There were other things that her husband were playing a game, but I couldn't even begin to tell you because that was just so horrendous what he were doing. The things that you find out is heartbreaking, absolutely heartbreaking. I read for one person that had a murder in the family. And to be honest, I had to buy some obsidian to absorb energy because this lady, the negativity was so heavy, I felt like I couldn't even read anymore.
Does it drain you as well?
Yeah, it does. Drains you because you're using like your intuition, your imagination, everything that you've learned, you try to put into practice.
And there must be an element of sixth sense there.
I like to think there is, you know, because I am going on to learn mediumship with help of one or two people. But I think that there actually is, you know, you can, sometimes you can feel.
Yeah.
It feels different.
Yeah. You feel different.
Yeah. Like, and it's like, I don't know, you just feel helped, you know, and it's like sometimes you just know. And it's a knowing, so then there's this thing with Claire's, like, clairsentience, clairvoyance, all these different I can't even remember names or anything.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to do, like, a mini reading for me.
Yeah.
And will you talk us through what you're doing? Because obviously people can't see you, they can just hear what you're doing. So tell us what you're doing. You're getting some cards out of a box.
Yeah, these cards are universe cards. So I'm going to shuffle them and put my energy into them. And then I want you to shuffle them and put your energy into them. And then pick one and give it to me, please.
Right, okay. So I'm taking the cards now and I'm shuffling them.
And while you're doing that, I'm getting the Rider-Waite-Dex Smith.
Okay. The decks that were made around the 1900s.
Yeah, this is the original Rider-Waite Smith.
Wow, okay. So I've just shuffled these.
Do you want to pick one?
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go somewhere near the middle, and I've picked a card. Can I say, or are you going to say what it is?
You can read it if you like.
It says, live your life to its fullest potential. Let go of the need for approval from others. Live up to your own expectation and nobody else's. No more selling yourself short. Keep moving forward. You've got this. Wow. Okay.
So that will probably lead us on to where we're going to go next with the tarot.
Okay.
So, just see.
So Jill's just got another deck of cards out. It's a bit awkward in here because we haven't got a big enough desk, so you're doing really well.
I've normally got a table, but for some reason I've got half a chair.
And so she's shuffling now another deck of cards. The ones, the original deck of cards that were from the 1900s.
Not this actual deck, but...
No.
So the first card that we've pulled is the Nine of Cups. So if you can see that there's a lot of light at the top of that. The cups are emotions and there's something passionate about you that gives healing to people.
Oh, wow.
It's a nine. I'll just put that down. I'll just pick another one. Because nines are like culminations of what's gone before.
Okay.
So we've got two more. Oh, right, we've got the Two of Wands. I'm just going to put these down and pick another. And there's Seven of Wands as well. So basically, in your recent past, you had a passion to do something. You had a passion to do something which... It's like looking overseas.
Oh.
And you had a choice. And at that moment in time, you made a choice, which I know this because you've come overseas. I know you're not Spanish.
So I made a choice and I'm here.
So, and then this is the Seven of Wands. So... if you can see, there's like loads of wands. There's one in front of him. There's a lot of blue behind him. So which is healing and clarity.
Okay.
So if you can see these, there's like mountains behind.
Yeah, and there's a man holding like a big pole.
He's just holding the wand the one wand, yeah, and all the other wands are behind him. So this tells me that when you came to do what you did in the past, this brought you to where you are now. All your troubles are behind you. You know that, like, pack up your troubles in your old kit bag.
Yeah, yeah,
that's what it feels like. And it's, and then you're left with this one wand that is, you know, more like a staff to help you on to the next part of your journey.
Okay.
So then I'm going to pull your current energy. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, please do. This is fascinating.
This is just a brief.
Yeah, no, I might be booking a full-on one.
So pick three more. Right, so we've got the Ten of Wands. It's a black card. No, it's not. It's a Nine of Swords.
Okay.
I don't know what happened there.
So there's nine swords.
And he's sat up in bed and he's covered. He's laid on a bed that's got carvings of little figures. I'm not quite sure what they are. And then he's covered with a blanket that's got flowers on. But despite his comfort in bed, he's like really worried. And so that this, the swords are above him in the darkness. So he's really worried at that point. So this is like,
this is me.
You might have been worried. Or you could be worried. So this is your current energy. Oh, right. And then you've got the Seven of Cups, which is choices. You had lots and lots of you've got lots of options coming towards you because this is your current.
Wow. Okay.
So, but also it could mean that you're juggling lots of things at the same time. You've got like, do you know, like in circus when they've got like all these spinning plates?
Yeah, spinning plates.
It's like, oh, I've got to do this and I've got to do that. So it's like really busy. And you're probably worrying that the fact that you're trying to fit everything into your life because you are so busy. And then we've got the Six of Swords, which is like, it's a bit of a journey, to be fair. This is going to lead us on to your potential outcome. So this is a bit of a journey. Let me see. So you've got, this is you on your healing journey.
Okay.
Maybe a leap into spirituality.
Wow.
So let's see what happens next. Because there's a lot of, like, they're heading to the light, so they're leaving the darkness behind. So this is, like I said, you've got lots of options. You've been worried about things. You've got lots of options. You're juggling a lot of things. And, you know, this is going to take you on to your next part of your journey.
This is
in brief. I mean, really, I've been digging deep for this. So, Justice card. That is a fiery passion if I ever saw one. So I'm just going to pull two more to go with this, to, just to see.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so shuffle a bit more.
This is fascinating. Jill is shuffling and pulling out cards. And
then with the Two of Swords, which is a lady sat on a bench in front of the water. She's crossed herself with swords and she's blindfolded. And it's at night time. There's a moon. So we'll explain that in a second.
Okay.
And then the final one of this deck. Oops, that one's come out. Oh, pretty good. And this one, brilliant. The Ten of Pentacles. So, right, I'm going to read these three.
Okay.
So, justice. Everything in balance.
Yeah.
Whatever you were worried about or all your options that you're juggling, things are going to be fine. Just make sure everything's in balance. I want to say, if there's anything legal, dot the I's and cross the T's.
Okay.
Yeah, make sure everything's... And it's something that you're really passionate about. I don't know if it's a cause that you're into. I don't know. There's something that you're really passionate about, but you need to make sure everything's balanced. That's my concern, that. And leading on from that, you've got the Two of Swords. Whatever it is that this passion is and this balance is, you're stopping yourself from moving forward.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why this is this field to find out, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But there's this, yeah, this, it's passion, it's balance, it's justice, it's legal. Just check some legal documentation. Okay, it could be to do with anything.
Yeah.
And then don't hold back. Take your blindfolds off. See everything for what it really is.
Yeah.
And I feel like you can be your own worst enemy sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So all you need to do is, you're not tied up. You're not tied up. Nobody's stopping you, only you. You just need to take the blindfold off, uncross your swords, and just step forward into it.
Okay, yeah.
And then your final one is this, which is a 10. Tens are endings. But with endings come new beginnings.
Okay.
So this is 10 of Pentacles, and it's like, it's an absolutely lovely card. It's financial stability. It's happiness, friendship, family times, and clarity. If you see the blue through the gate, yeah. Then, you know, it's like, step through this gate, come this way, you know, like child character, come into my...
Yeah, yeah. but positive.
Yeah. So it's like stepping into the blue. Yeah. You know that song, isn't it? Stepping into the blue. And it's all really good.
Oh, well,
all really good.
I am going to spend time with my family soon.
Oh, good.
So that probably is something, you know, relevant there. That's quite pertinent.
Maybe your balance and your ticket. If you're going to be travelling to them, just make sure that your tickets, your flight tickets and everything.
Oh, yeah. Check everything.
Yeah, and make sure it's right. Yeah. Balance your suitcases. Make sure you haven't got too much in them.
Fantastic. So good.
I'm glad you liked that. Do you just want to pull one from these?
Okay, there's another deck of cards now coming out.
These are relatively new.
This is quite interesting because if you think about, I'm having a mini reading here. So if you were to book some time with Jill and you would have a very in-depth reading, I'm presuming.
Yeah.
So before we finish, we'll do this and then I'd like you to give your details, contact details out if you are open to anybody coming to you for some readings.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do I do here? I've got a deck of cards in my hand.
These are they're by Ann Ellis, these cards. It's a teacup tarot, something like that.
Okay.
Forgot what they're called. It's a Time to Shine, something like that. She's got a few decks. So if you just want to pick one, shuffle them, and then just pick one and then we'll read it.
They're all wider than my hands.
I like big decks.
Right. Oops, so I'm taking one from the middle. Right.
Okay.
There you go.
This is the one of life. This is a new opportunity. Open doors to new opportunities. Enjoy abundance coming in. Did I take that one? So this is life.
So new opportunities.
Yeah, so financial opportunities.
Oh.
New financial.
I like that.
Yeah, that's good. So, yeah, it's a new beginning. A new financial opportunity is about to come your way. Whether you take up on it or not is another thing.
Incredible. Wow. Well, thank you so much,
thank
Jill.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's, that has, like, whetted my appetite for some more. So before we go, can you give your details to those listening, to anyone who might be interested in coming along and having a reading?
People can message me on Messenger. I'm on Facebook, Jill Hanny. It's an open Facebook, so they should be able to find it.
So G-I-L-L and Hanny.
H-A-N-N-E-Y.
So people can just send you a private message.
Yeah.
And you're based here. No, you're not based here, are you?
No.
You come and go.
Yeah.
So you're here for how long now?
Well, another 2 weeks.
Okay.
Then we're back at end of August for another 2 or 3 weeks, I think.
Okay.
And then in October as well.
Perfect. So if anyone out there is thinking, you know what, I'd quite be interested in having my cards done, or I feel like I'm in a bit of a crossroads, or I just want to get some clarity in my life, then please get in touch with Jill. I found this fascinating. I probably will get in touch with you to have a reading done, maybe later on when I'm around. So for now, thank you so much for coming in, Jill. It's been lovely to meet you. And we're going to say goodbye with some Queen and A Kind of Magic.
Thank you.
It's a kind of magic. It's a kind of magic.